What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our Wednesday morning look, our midweek look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Ministry of Health reported on Tuesday that in the last 24 hours, 323 new positive cases of COVID-19 were registered. To detect the new infection, 6,915 tests were carried out, returning a positivity of 4.7%. The Ministry's epidemiological report notifies a new death and an update of two from previous dates, giving us a cumulative total of 8,143 deaths and a lethality of 1.1%. Active cases, they total 2,386, of which 2,251 are in home isolation and 135 remain hospitalised. The report details that 2,224 patients are at home and we have 27 in the so-called hospital hotels, while 119 people are confined to the wards in the hospitals and there are 16 in the intensive care units. The possibility that Panama faces a rebound in COVID-19 cases due to Carnival or the start of face-to-face classes is unlikely. This was considered by Eduardo Ortega Barilla, National Secretary of Science, Technology and Innovation, and who is also an advisor to the Panama COVID-19 Vaccine Research Consortium. In the last 7 weeks, the country has experienced a significant drop in cases of the virus, and health authorities emphasize that it is coming out of the fourth wave of the pandemic. In Panama, almost 100% of what circulates is the Omicron variant, and the incubation period is very short. The carnivals are over. I don't think there will be a rebound or a fifth wave, said Ortega Barilla. He stressed that the speed with which the cases are being confirmed may decrease and positivity may stagnate for some time at around about 5%. After the mobilization of thousands of people to different parts of the country for the dates of the carnival, this was of course the 26th of February to the 1st of March, Ortega Barilla insisted that in the event of a rebound, the effects in the number of cases would already have been seen. We're coming out of the fourth wave of Omicron, and I think that due to the high vaccination coverage and a high percentage of infected people, at this time, with the current variant, we are not going to see a significant rebound in cases. Only if a new variant appears somewhere in the world, transmits as quickly as Omicron and distributes globally, we will see a fifth wave, he expressed. The Panama Canal Authority, the ACP, reiterated on Tuesday the neutrality of the waterway based on the treaty that is in force and that establishes that it is a route open to international trade. During the appearance before the Public Infrastructure and Canals Affairs Committee of the Assembly to support the ACP's 2021 annual report, the Minister for Canal Affairs and Chairman of the Board of Directors, Aristides Arroyo, said that the Panama Canal is neutral and the flags of all countries are welcome. After the armed conflict between Russia and Ukraine, a small group of Ukrainians residing in Panama asked the Panamanian government to close access to the canal to Russian vessels as a sanction for the invasion. We trust that there will not be a war because this may change the circumstances, but ships of all nationalities are passing through here, Royo affirmed before the deputies. In the meeting that took place, this was in the room of the management wing of the Center of Training Ascanio Rosamena in Balboa. In this sense, Royo, who was also a negotiator of the Torrijos-Carta treaties signed in 1977, clarified that the rules applicable to ships would be different if two countries such as Russia and United States entered the war. He took the opportunity to recall that after the Second World War, the Germans had prohibited the passage of warships, and they attempted to attack the canal through the Pelican operation, trying to seize the islands near the canal to place planes, but they could not do it because the United States took the foresight to place defense operations on all the islands, and he reiterated that if a war occurs, the ships of the belligerent will not be able to transit the canal. Regarding neutrality, the canal administrator Ricoarte Vasquez, who supported the 2021 canal report, added that seven Russian ships transmitted the Panama Canal last year, but stressed that the movement of ships from that country through the waterway is relatively low. As long as the canal feels that the requirements of the navigation channel are met, we must allow the transit of any ship, regardless of its flag, reaffirmed Vasquez. Given the increase in fuel prices, which will affect the cost of living, Panama should look for price stabilization systems that work as buffers during item increases. This was stated by José Ramón Icaza, president of the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture, who stated that these systems would serve at times of peak prices, such as the current increases in gasoline and diesel. Icaza recalled that more than a year ago in the country, there was a reduction in fuel costs, a situation that should have been used to create a trust to use it to stabilize prices. He added that during this period of reduction, it was possible to capture a percentage of the profits to feed the trust, and at the same time of the increase, there would be resources and, in the end, help to mitigate the increases. So, that is what we have left of experience, to be able to establish price stabilization mechanisms as a country and face economic crises in a sustainable way, he stated. According to Icaza, these systems would avoid using the reserves or indebting the country more by allocating resources to face the increases, as some sectors in Panama have proposed. The president of the Chamber of Commerce offered these statements when questioned about the increase in the cost of living in the country due to an increase in fuel prices. Last week, it was announced that the gallon of 95 gasoline would have an increase of 40 cents until Friday, March the 25th. In addition, the increase for the gallon of 91-octane gasoline was 38 cents, while those sulfur diesel increased 62 cents per gallon at the fuel stations in Panama and Colón. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, said that Panama will send a formal request to the United States to review some aspects of the Trade Promotion Agreement, the TPC, especially those related to Panamanian dairy and meat. President Cortizo explained that his administration will prepare a note that will be addressed to the Secretary of the Department of Agriculture and the person in charge of the U.S. Trade Office to request the review of the aforementioned aspects of the TPC. He added that these products are highly sensitive to the social peace of the country. Last week, the chargé d'affaires of the U.S. Embassy in Panama, Stuart Tuttle, declared that the U.S. does not intend to renegotiate the TPC. According to Tuttle, the issue of renegotiation is not on the table, and he emphasized that the United States has not received a formal request from Panama to renegotiate the agreement. Besides, we don't think it's fit. Tuttle recalled that this agreement is underway and that almost all Panamanian products have entered the United States without taxes during the last 10 years. A day after the statements, the Minister of Agricultural Development, Augusto Valderrama, said that Panama's position before the TPC is that the United States must review and renegotiate it so that it does not affect the future of production and the Panamanian economy. Valderrama said that Panama has a strategic and important partner in the United States, so there is a Panamanian interest in continuing to develop a relationship with regards to the commercial aspect. He added that Panama has maintained the position declared by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Erika Moines, of the need to review and renegotiate various issues of the treaty. The President explained that on the subject of meat, he refers to beef and pork. In addition, the theme of rice will be included. President Cortizo hopes that the United States reviews this TPC well, especially since the request comes from an important and a strategic partner. A clandestine dental clinic located in Club X in Betania was dismantled by the Panamanian authorities. During the search proceeding, a person was apprehended who allegedly cared for patients without the proper operating permits and without being qualified to practice the profession. Deputy Commissioner Jorge Dominguez said that in this action, an alleged illicit substance was also seized. Among the evidence and supplies seized are syringes, surgical gloves, dental cleaning machine, laser, tweezers and bands that were used for supposed orthodontic treatments. Officials from the National Police, the Public Ministry and the Ministry of Health participated. President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, said on Tuesday that he has not reviewed the list of consultancies carried out in his government's administration. This after the La Prensa reported that from July 1st of 2019 to date, This government has spent $213.5 million in consultancies for dozens of public entities, according to information from the Ministry of Economy and Finance. I would have to review them. The truth is that I have not reviewed them, said President Cortizo during a tour of the City of Health to verify the progress of the project. In 2019, consulting spending was at $117.9 million. In 2020, the year in which the health crisis caused by COVID-19 began, what was disbursed for these purposes reached $38.1 million, while in 2021 the disbursement in consultancies reached $57.5 million. I'm sure that those that are there must be important consultancies, he said. However, he insisted that I have not reviewed the list of consultants. Among the institutions that budgeted high figures for consultancies in 2022 is the Ministry of Public Works, the MOP, according to documents provided by the Ministry of Economy and Finance. The Ministry of Public Works plans to spend $11 million in this area. Another entity that bets on this type of service is the Ministry of Health, which budgeted $11.3 million. The Ministry of Economy and Finance has on the agenda the use of $9.8 million for the same purpose. And there we go. That's it. There's our look for this Wednesday morning. Some of those things in the local news compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.